It's time for another preseason sports show. I'm Brent Hesse here with the Chillicothe Hornets' new head football coach, Coach Jeff Staton, a former offensive lineman for the Hornets and coached under Bob Fairchild and Phil Willard. Coach Staton, so great to have you. Thank you so much for joining us on the preseason sports show. Just talk about how your background in football here at Chillicothe has helped you as you prepare to take on this head coaching job for the first season.
Thanks, Brent. Appreciate you and all you guys do there at KCHI. Yeah, I played here, was fortunate enough to play under Bob Fairchild, you know, Hall of Fame, five state championships, you know, what can you say about Bob? And then was fortunate enough that he hired me right out of college to come coach with him. And when he retired, Coach Willard's kept me on, offensive line coach, defensive line coach, defensive coordinator through those years. There were about 24 of those years. So I feel like I've got a pretty good handle on what the program needs and the direction we need to go.
And so let's talk about how this has move since you've taken over. How's the offseason looked and now practices here to start the year? What is your kind of message, philosophy, and what you're trying to drive home to the players this season?
Super good question, because I'll tell you, this all started in May. We have had a core group of guys that have been in the weight room every day. They had 30-plus lifts, 36 opportunities through the summer, and they had 30-plus guys show up, and nine of those guys are in a 1,000-pound club. That hasn't happened here in years and years. So we felt like we're a group together all summer. We got stronger together. We did some conditioning together, some installation stuff together. And that core group of guys is kind of carrying this on through the start of the season.
I want to talk about some of those core group of guys. Let's start first with guys that we've seen touch the ball a lot in years past. Key returners include Logan Merle, Cooper Robinson, and Henry Hurchin. All three of those guys got work both offensively and defensively last season. And how have you seen each of them in the offseason, and what are their roles going to be on this team?
Well, you talk about blessed. You know, when I took this position, the cupboard was not bare. I have said all along that I've got three home run hitters in the backfield, and I've meant it. Anytime they can get their hands on the ball, I feel like they can score from anywhere on the field. They are a close-knit group, young men of faith, good friends, just all around good kids, let alone good football players.
And Coach, of course, obviously, you being an offensive lineman yourself, you know that a lot of games are won in the trenches, so the guys that maybe don't get as much recognition, what do you see on the offensive and defensive lines, those kind of players, who are you expecting to really take the lead there?
Well, given my background, they will start to get a lot more credit. Yeah, so position I played in college, and I know it's kind of a thankless job up there, but I will tell you this, like most coaches will, it starts and ends with that offensive line. We've got two returners from last year, Max Probasco and Jaden Martin, wonderful boys. Again, they're part of that core group that was with us together all summer long. I believe both of them are in the 1,000-pound club, so both strong, can both run. We're excited to have those two lead a group that that I think will get us to the next level.
And Coach, has there been anybody else that has really stepped up? What have you been most proud of the team and the way that they've worked here so far to start this season?
Absolutely. I've got a couple of junior tight ends in Cale Oliver and Ezra Lapine that, man, I really can't wait to try to get the football in their hands and let them work. Also, really good blockers, both of them. And in our type of offense, that's important. Another kid that's a senior that, you know, I get, really hasn't had a whole lot of recognition yet, it's Gunnar Hawkins. And Gunnar's going to be a defensive end on that side of the ball and kind of lead that defensive line. So those are three kind of standouts I'm thinking right now. Chris Pollock's another senior that's going to help us somewhere. We're just not sure yet. But that kind of rounds out really what we're looking at offensive and defensive-wise.
Talking with head coach Jeff Staton of the Chillicothe Hornets football team, we mentioned the offseason and current practices. This week you'll be going into the Jamboree at Moberly. What does the schedule look like in terms of the practices, and what are you hoping to get out of the Jamboree?
Well, it's a long trip down to Moberly. I'm still kind of looking forward to the format a little bit, just because with the new MSHA rules and how we do those things, we really don't hit. We really only have a few full contact practices before we go, you know, live in a Jamboree. So we're going to try to learn as much as we can in this Jamboree, get guys on tape, make sure we're evaluating each position as best we can so we can make decisions going into Palmyra.
And then talk about this coaching staff. Obviously, you've got some fresh guys here. What do you like about the coaching staff? Who are the guys that are going to be part of helping this team grow?
So I've got a couple youngsters we brought in. So Landon Swift and Braden Constant, two new teachers as well. They're going to be on my staff, young, energetic guys. They'll be working their tails off for me, but we're excited to have those two. Roman Cramner is a big holdover from the last staff. He's been around. He's kind of long in the tooth. He's going to handle that offensive line for me. So important that I can lean on him and what he brings to the table. Kellen Overstreet is back, and Kellen's going to be working with the running backs and probably heading up that JV bunch. And then Tanner Lentz back too, and just gives us some more resources there at running back and defensive back and linebacker.
Now, Coach, first season last year, this team went 4-7. What are your goals for the season, whether they're on the field or off the field? What are you hoping to see from this bunch?
Well, we've preached the entire time, ever since we started back in May, that we are going to have good reps, we're going to stack good practices, and those good practices are going to lead to wins, and we're going to start to stack those wins. And as you stack wins, conference championships happen and district championships happen, and then the next thing you know, you're in the playoffs. So that's kind of been our mindset, is just to start from the beginning, stack good reps, lead to good practices.
And you mentioned a lot of the returning talent on this team. What are you thinking the strengths of this year's team could be for Chillicothe football?
Brent, it starts up front, no question. That group's going to be key, and I'm excited for people to see that bunch. I think up front we're as big as we've been in a lot of years, so this can really turn into kind of a running team. And with the three guys we've got in the backfield, it could be exciting.
Looking forward to it. Definitely excited for the start of the season. And I know a lot of the Chillicothe fans and the whole community really is. Always a great atmosphere out here at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium. What's your message to fans and parents and anybody that's going to come out to support Chillicothe football this season?
Yeah, get out here. It's a brand new regime. Everything's different, and you'll feel it. As soon as you see these kids warm up, you'll feel it. Our first game against Palmyra is going to be get the red out, so everybody's going to be in red. We're going to get the band more involved. There's going to be a new video board. Hopefully, we've got our fingers crossed it's working. Just so much to be excited about, and these boys have worked so hard all summer long. Just please come out, give us some support. Let's go, Hornets.
Well, thank you so much. That's Coach Jeff Staton. Looking forward to the start of the football season, Jamboree in Moberly this Friday, and then first regular season game at home against Palmyra next Friday night. Thank you so much for your time, Coach Staton. We'll be following along all season.
I appreciate you, Brent. And again, good job up there at KCHI. Keep it rolling.